Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
Welcome to a brand new episode of Gamer Tag Radio. And yes, I'm back, ladies and gentlemen. I took a couple weeks off. This is your host, Danny, and joining me this week. And I think it's a great way for us to start the show, my return. We have Mandy in the house, aka Lady Luck. Woo-hoo. What's up, Mandy?
What is up? Back again. I just magically keep appearing.
Yes, yes. And first thing I want to say, you know, I've been going through a lot for the past few weeks, you know, and shout out to, you know, the community that have been hitting me up privately and also on like social media, you know, telling me take my time, you know, with my break and do what I got to do to help myself. And it was cool. I felt like I've been getting a lot of support from everybody from the gaming community, man. So it was really cool. I just want to thank everybody that have been sending me messages. Now I feel good. Mandy, I feel great. I think this is the right time for me to come back to, you know, to talk to our community, to talk about games and the games that I've been playing for the past few weeks during my time off. And you've been doing the same too, right? You've been playing a lot of games lately.
Oh man. So there's so much to play. Like I'm still catching up on like some earlier game releases at the same time as the ton of like late year games that have been coming out. Like what is this? Like the last month has a ton of releases.
Yeah, and I know one of them we're going to talk about in a few minutes that super I think is super super important. But like I've been playing Warframe for the Nintendo Switch. I definitely want to talk about that in a few minutes later on in the show. I've been playing that. I've been playing also Smash Brothers, which I'm going to be talking about it with my brother, Smash Brothers, of course, for the Nintendo Switch. This is going to be another Nintendo Switch episode. I think
all the time.
Every time we record, Mandy, it's about a Nintendo Switch. And I think it's a very important console for this generation because I think, like, I know in the past, a lot of people have been telling me when I had the Steam Machine, everybody will bring up indie games. Danny, Steam Machine, the Steam store that have so many indie games, you definitely got to try it out and so on. But I think now for the consoles, for this generation, yes, PlayStation been adding a lot of indie games, Xbox too, but I just love that I could take a pretty cool indie game on the go on my Nintendo Switch when I'm traveling, when I'm playing at home, or you know, or I want to show it to other people. I just love it. I love the content so far that they've been releasing. And I know now in December, Xbox, they're going to have like similar to like the Summer Arcade, but it's the Winter of Arcade. Mm-hmm. They're going to release a lot of great indie games, especially this week is Below. They've been working on this for a very long time now. I think it was like, 2013, 2014, we got to see the first trailer at E3, right? You were there.
Yeah, yeah. I remember us seeing that trailer. We're like, oh, that's so cool. So it was funny because when I saw the news pop up, I was like, wait, it's finally actually happening? Haven't we been seeing this game for years?
Yeah, no. I'm excited. I'm super excited. And then look, guys, I know everybody's talking about Red Dead and all these AAA games, but let me tell you, man, I love indie games. They make some special games that we're not going to see anywhere else. You know, it's different. They always like to take chances, man, and do something different that nobody else is doing, you know? So definitely, definitely. Anything else, Mandy, before we go to our full review?
Play all the things. Enjoy your holidays playing all the things.
Definitely. And they're cheap, too. It's nothing expensive. So that's good. So we're going to talk about this game called Gris. In Spanish, it's called Gris. The developers of this game is called Nomada Studio. They're from Spain. And this game, shout out to Devolver Digital. They sent us a code, actually two codes for us to review here on the podcast. Mm-hmm. And this game, I heard that they've been working on this for a while. And the developer has been traveling a lot to like PAX East and other events showing this game. And it reminds me a lot about Journey. Remember when you first time you played Journey, Mandy? We didn't know anything about the game. We just played it. There was no story. We just got in. But once we started playing, we really got into the world. We really got into the character, the environment that was going on, the music, everything. So Grease reminds me of that type of vibe. And now I add in some other games too. Ori and the Blind Forest. I know you, Mandy, said the what's the name of the light? What's it called?
Child of Light. Yeah.
Child of Light.
So like, yes, I agree with you. It's sort of this one where you jump into it and you don't really know what's happening. Mm-hmm. And like, it's an interesting experience. I think I would put it most closely from an experience standpoint and like how you connect to the game closely to Journey, but that like visually and some of the stylistically that there were some callbacks to things like Ori and Child of Light. It's just, you know, I'll lead with just, this was a visually and, you know, stunning. The audio design was amazing. Their score that they put to this. I don't even, like, it's one of those where you're like, I'm not even sure how to describe it in a way that makes sense.
Yeah, honestly speaking, like, I've been playing a lot of games, right? I know a couple weeks ago I said to myself, and I also mentioned this to my brother because we were reviewing Tetris Effect. I think Tetris Effect was, like, one of my favorite soundtracks of the year. But man, let me tell you, I think Grease has to be up there too, because I love the thing that I love about Journey is that you don't know what's going on, you don't know the story, but depending on what's going on in the game, in the environment, the characters, maybe even bosses, the music change, the environment, like everything changes at the same time. So it is very well synced together, right?
Yeah.
And at the same time, it will give you these moments, like some goosebumps moments, man.
Oh, 100%.
There's bosses that remind me of, like, animation, kind of remind me of, like, Ori and the Blind Forest. That's why I mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, I think the music stood out to me a lot. And when I was playing this game, too, it doesn't, like, I know this is an indie game. It's not a 3D, like Ori and the, not Ori and the Blind Forest, but Journey. It's not like Journey. This is Journey 2D style, right? But is the animation is the animation is beautiful, that it's like I'm watching a cartoon, kind of, right?
Oh yeah, like it's so to we kind of got straight into the experience of it, so I'm going to take a small step back and tell you that this is a platformer and puzzle game. It is a, I guess, like, relatively speaking, sort of a, I don't want to say it's a side scroller because that's not what it is, but 2D style. And it's, like you said, it's their design. So their world design, you know, it's very watercolor, visual, hand-drawn. And so you're, you know, going through environmental puzzles. You're doing some platforming challenges. And I think they just did a really great way of bringing it all together. As you said, bringing both the visual and the auditory design into one place to make it this very expressive and moving game to play in a way that in the past games like Journey have done. Similarly, because you don't need somebody doing voiceover, or you don't need to have these, you know, dramatic cutscenes where they spell everything out for you. Half of the experience of playing this game is having these little cues here and there as you complete some of these actions to sort of start bringing the story together.
And the funny thing, I just thought about it right now while you were talking. So I have, this game is from Spain, right? The developers are from there. I'm actually drinking a beer from Spain, actually from Barcelona. It's called Estrella. And it's crazy. I wasn't even thinking about that until now. So shout out to
you. Planned it.
it wasn't planned at all. That's serious. But But I have to say this, man. Like, I love the animation, the environment, everything. I love the puzzles. The puzzles, I didn't really find it hard. It was more of like, I see like critical thinking, you know, you gotta, it maybe there's going to be some levels that is going to take longer than others. Like right now I'm kind of stuck.
We got stuck in the same place.
The same level. And the thing is, I'm not trying to rush the game. Right. Cause I'm almost like at the end. Cause you finished it.
I did. I think we were stuck. So I finished it. We were stuck in the same place. I think you probably, depending on how quickly you make it through, the next portions, I think I completed it in about an hour and a half after that.
Okay. So I'm not that far. I'm not that far away. I'm super close.
And here's the thing. It's like, so they describe it as a narrative platformer. And I kind of agree with you. Like, I never felt like the puzzles were exceedingly hard or that any of the challenges were like impassable. It was more of like, sometimes you'd go through and you're like, okay, wait, I'm missing something. And you'd take a second and kind of step back. Like, there were multiple times where I would literally just stop and look at the screen and really just try to like have every little bit of what it was showing me of the environment kind of come in so I could process it and say, like, what am I missing right now that's going to help me solve this? And as you progress and unlock abilities that can allow you to move further, it's like, it never felt exceedingly frustrating. It was more of like, okay, I'm missing something. What am I missing?
Yeah. And the thing that I truly, truly love about this game is that I know when I'm going further in the game, when the music changes, I'm like, wait a minute, hold on. The music is changing. It's not the same.
Yeah, you're like, okay, something's happening. Well, and like one part, and the other thing too, is like, they've just done a really good job of how things come. Can I just say, like, this game is so amazingly vivid and beautiful that I have so many, like, I doubled my library of screenshots from this game. Because I'm just constantly like, oh, that's so pretty. Screenshot. I will say the one thing that I will call out that was a little frustrating is as you progress through some of the puzzles, there's times where it'll zoom in and you'll be really focused on your character in terms of like the field of view you have. And then sometimes when you're trying to solve certain puzzles, it'll zoom out so you can see more. The problem with that can be is that it's not, when it zooms out, it can be really difficult to play in handheld mode. Because it's the screen real estate is just so small that being able to like pick out the little things you need to really find those solutions or find like the next step of what you have to do was a bit hard. So I ended up actually probably playing about 90 to 95% of the game on my TV, both because it was visually stunning. Like, I did literally the like, let me, you know, put it in the dock and turn off all the lights and sit here and enjoy the experience of processing the art as I was playing. But then also, I at one point had taken it off and I was like, oh, I'm gonna like go and I can play it in between like when I get die in the games I was playing on PC, and then realized I was at a point where it had zoomed out a bunch. And I'm like, oh, it zoomed out. I have a hard time processing what's on the screen back to TV mode. So that would probably be my only major complaint about the game.
Yeah, and I totally agree with you. I think when it zooms out, it's a little bit too small. Like, the TV, it looks great. But handheld mode, it's a little bit complicated in certain puzzles, certain situations.
Yeah, like just certain ones where it zooms you out and suddenly there's so much and your character's so small on the handheld screen.
Yeah, no, I agree. I totally agree. Totally agree with that. What are your thoughts about the character? I think that was cool that they have a female character kind of dressed up as like one of the characters from Journey, because the developers did mention this multiple times that this game was inspired because of that game, Journey.
I thought so at first. I was like, oh, this seems a little odd. And it was funny too, because it kind of took me a while as I was playing through to kind of make a little bit of a connection to the story they were telling and like where it was going. But I think that it works. It's interesting because, you know, you run into a lot of representations of women, I guess, in the game is the best way to say it, via like statues and things like that. And so for me, it was like especially moving because of how they interpreted her visually, and then the interactions between her and anything else you ran into in the world. So, and of course, I finished the game now, so I'm like, oh man, like I saw where the end was going, sort of, without giving any detail, and then I was still surprised by how it closed, and I kind of had to sit there for a second, and I was teary eyed, and I was like, that was so good. And then I sort of regretted that when I was playing, I'd gotten stuck. We'd both gotten stuck at the same puzzle. I'd regretted that I'd stopped there. Because when I played Journey the very first time, it was well after it'd come out. Everybody had talked about how it was a relatively short game. And so I'd like picked a night and sat down, turned all the lights off, started up Journey, and was like, I'm going to play it through in one go. And so because of getting stuck at that puzzle and like not planning time, I had split up my gameplay between multiple sessions. And I, at the end of it, I was like, now I want to play this game again. And I want to do it all in one go. I want to have like the entire experience happen in one sitting, because I feel like it would be just as moving the second time as it was the first time.
I think that I like the length of this game and Journey and Ori, because sometimes people don't have the time to play a game that's like 100 hours, 50 hours. You know, they just don't have the time. And I sometimes for me, you know, because I have a lot of things that I'm doing now, you know, with the podcast and everything. Sometimes it's good for me to play a game like this or Journey or Ori, because it's perfect. It's not too long. It's not too short. I don't find this game short at all. But I think it's like
at the end, I was like, oh, that was so good.
It's perfect. It's perfect. And once you, like, especially those that have been hitting us up lately that, you know, they have family, they work a lot, and so on. Sometimes it's difficult for them to play a game like Destiny or something like that, you know, or Assassin's Creed, because those games are so, so long.
Yeah, and there's so many sides. And like there's challenges in and things you can accomplish in the game that are a little separate if you wanted to go back and do those. But you could just progress through the main focus of the story easily. And I feel like, you know, for me, it was just like having that opportunity to sit down and play in big chunks, and ideally in all in one sitting, lets me feel what they're trying to convey from a narrative standpoint so much better, because I'm not breaking it up a ton. But like, even then, I still got to the end and was like, okay, I'm going to like cry a couple tears because of how they closed it. And was like, oh, so I actually sat, like watched all the credits, let it take me back to the title screen. And now I'm like, I might just wait until after it's come out and actually sit down and pick a night. Well, no, it'll have to be a while now because I'm holidays, but pick a night to sit down and just stream the entire game in one go, like do it all again.
Yeah, I think that would be awesome. I think it would be awesome if you do that. And make sure to go to Lady Luck 34, right, Mandy, on Twitch? Yep. Or you can also go to our Gamertag Radio Twitch channel. We're always hosting her streams, and you can watch it there too. So, go for it.
I was going to say, like, just to close all of that up, I think my Switch isn't telling me the total time right now, but I think I spent about 5 hours, mm-hmm. maybe 6 total to complete the game. If it shows me the time at some point, I'll actually have an accurate count. And I know that it's going to release, it's coming out to Switch, and I believe eventually PC.
Both at the same time, PC. And Nintendo Switch, yeah.
And Nintendo Switch for $16.99. And I can definitely say, like, for me, would 100% be worth it. Just for the visual and audio design alone, it was such a great experience.
Just the experience overall is so worth it. You know, if you were a fan of Journey for the PlayStation 3 and PlayStation 4, make sure to purchase this game, because it's... It reminded me a lot of that vibe, you know. And it's good to go in blind, not knowing anything about the game. And once you start playing, you're like, oh man, there's certain situations that you'd be like, man, that reminded me of Journey. Oh man, that reminded me of Ori, you know. So I think everybody overall is gonna experience a great experience overall, like just playing it. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. So it's beautiful. The game is. I remember when we got the game. Got the code. I sent it to Mandy. And I think like a day or two later, Mandy hits me up. And actually, I'm going to look for the text that
you're like, you know exactly what I sent you.
I'm going to read it. I'm going to read it here because it was perfect. I think it was perfect. Okay. So I sent her the code and Mandy sent me this text. I think like a day later, she wrote, "Danny, this visual and audio design is stunning." And she put like emojis in there too. It's so awesome. Like, I wish this game would have come out a little bit earlier of this year, because now that it came out now in December, you know, the Game Awards already happened. A lot of websites are probably working on their Game of the Year list and all that. And I think this game should deserve to be up there, man. I'm not saying Game of the Year overall, but look, if top 5, it should be up there, I think.
It should be up there. I think that there are categories with indies, with art design, with the soundtrack, the score. Like, there's definitely places where it's the one regret when games come out really close to the end of the year is you get ones like this where you're like, oh, you should have been on some of those lists. And I hope that because it's later that it's not missed by too many people just because of that. But no, this was like, I would definitely put it at that level of if you enjoyed Journey, you 100% should play this. If you can carve out, you know, 3-4 hours and just sit down and dedicate yourself to playing it, like do the same thing that I did the first time I played Journey, which is sit down, turn off all the lights, put it on the big TV, and just enjoy the experience.
Definitely. So go right now, must have, and in my opinion, also Mandy's must have. If you have a Nintendo Switch, or if you only have a PC, don't have a Nintendo Switch, make sure to cop it, man. And hopefully we'll get to see this game for other platforms too in the future, man. So definitely.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
Lately, during my time off, I downloaded Warframe. And Warframe been out now for a while. Like the first time I got to play it was when I first, the first time I received my PlayStation 4. I was checking out the store and it says Warframe free. I'm like, oh, what is this? And I downloaded it. I only played one level. I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. And then I started playing Infamous and other games, and I totally forgot about Warframe. So when I heard that Warframe was coming out for the Nintendo Switch, and I know it was also available for PC and Xbox, I was like, you know what? I think it's been 5 years. I think it's time for me to actually try out this game to see what's the fuss about, because they're always releasing content all the time. And this game is totally free for those that don't know. So I downloaded it and I can't stop playing. I know Paris loves Destiny. This is like the closest game to Destiny for the Nintendo Switch. You don't need to buy all these items and all this stuff for like to upgrade your character. You don't need to, you could totally play this just straight up for free. There's a lot of grinding for sure if you do plan to do that, but there's certain things like if you want to upgrade your weapons or and so on, or armor, if you want to speed up the process, you could also pay for certain stuff in the game that the process would go a lot faster. But I'm loving it. Yes, it doesn't have a raid. There is like bosses in there. There's a lot of missions. The thing that I felt Destiny messed up is, let's say, Mandy, you've been working on you've been playing Destiny 1, right? And your character is pretty high level, and the new game comes out. Now you have to start from scratch. The thing I like about Warframe is it's been out for 5 years, and all the content that we're releasing for 5 years is already available there in the Switch. And it's the same character. Let's say every time there's a new expansion, you're still using your same character. I like that. And it's one of the best-looking games that I've seen from the Nintendo Switch, too, because the game looks great if you play the PlayStation 4, PC, or Xbox version. You know, but Nintendo Switch, it looks awesome. Handheld mode looks great. Multiplayer, playing with random folks there. Also, it has voice chat, similar to Fortnite, if you plan to have like a headset connected to your device. But I'm Mandy, I can't stop playing this game. This game is so good. And the thing that I said earlier that I love is free. It's a totally free game. You know, so I don't know if you ever had a chance to play the game at all, but what were your thoughts about Warframe?
It's funny you bring this up. So this originally launched on PC in early 2013. And yes. I remember actually like covering it. I remember when they were getting ready to put it out on PS4. We actually saw it that year, or I saw it that year at E3.
Yeah.
And so for me, this is just really entertaining because I'm like, yep, I remember this one. I played it. I really enjoy it. I keep up with the news, even though I'm not quite as active playing it. And I did install it on my Switch. I keep intending to do like my first Nintendo Switch play on like a stream or something. And it just hasn't happened. But no, 100%. Like their design is really good. You're right. If you want things or you don't want to spend money on it, you are going to have to grind. But it's totally doable. It's interesting to see how well they've continued to support the game even 5 years later, 5.5 years later at this point, considering that we didn't see a ton of free-to-play games initially on consoles. Obviously, they started on PC and brought it to the other consoles later. I'm quite interested if they eventually release some numbers about how the Switch version does. But no, Warframe is a fun game.
Yeah, well, I just received a press release a couple of days ago. Actually, I think it was like Thursday or Friday. Over 1 million downloads already so far for Nintendo Switch. That's not bad.
Strong.
They started very, very strong. And it's a game where, yeah, you could do co-op missions together. You could also play against each other if you want. And there's a lot of things that, like, you go in there. Look, when I first started this game, I felt like I was completely lost because there was so much stuff at the same time. So what I was doing, you know, I was playing. If it was something that I was confused about, I'll go back, go to YouTube, because there's a lot of YouTube videos where people are explaining about the game, things you do at first, like videos for beginners. Like that, this is like a totally, totally new game for me, you know? So but I'm really enjoying it. Really, really enjoying it. And I love that you don't need a Nintendo Switch online subscription to play this, similar to Paladins and also Fortnite, because this is a free-to-play game. So you don't need that. You could buy the Switch, download those games, and just straight up play. And it also has a voice chat. You know, so you could do all that for free. So I would love to play this game, Mandy, with you one of these days, just to try it out, so at least you could see how it is. And I just want to get your opinion about it. Like, I love the levels. It's not too long, it's not too short, but it's like, I think it's like the right amount of time for each level. And I also been playing it by myself too. Like, I love the bosses and everything too. So it's awesome. I think it's a must have if you're a Nintendo Switch owner. Definitely cop it. Anything else you want to say about that game, Mandy?
I mean, they've done a good job. They continue to support it. They push out the content across all the platforms. So I expect we'll continue to see more coming in the future. And for anybody on any platform, but Nintendo Switch, since that's the one we're specifically talking about, it is a free-to-play game. So you can go ahead in and download it and give it a try.
Definitely, definitely. All right, Mandy. So right now I'm going to go to the next segment, talk about Smash Brothers Ultimate for Nintendo Switch. And once we come back, we're going to wrap up the show.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio.
All right, back here, Gamertag Radio. Yes, and this is a solo review here of Super Smash Brothers Ultimate for Nintendo Switch. And people call this, what, the ultimate video game crossover event ever. And I purchased this game a couple days ago. Actually, the day that came out. So I pre-purchased the game at midnight. I was ready to play. And I can't stop playing this, man. So far, I have 20 hours already that I've been playing this game nonstop. I have a lot of characters already unlocked. I think I have like over 30 or 40 characters already so far. And I love it. So let's talk about the new things that it's in the new Super Smash Brothers Ultimate from the Nintendo Switch. This has more than 70 new returning fighters, including every single fighter from previous games in the series. So you could go all the way back from the Nintendo 64 till now, the Nintendo Switch. There's 30 different video game franchises. They're here. So let's say Mega Man, Castlevania, F-Zero, of course, Mario, Pokemon, and the list goes on and on and on. Over 100 stages that's also available in this game. So we could go way back from the original Mario Brothers from the NES days, right? There's levels there from F-Zero, Pokemon, Animal Crossing, Mario Odyssey. One of my favorites to the Castlevania series is there in the game. One thing that I love is I go to the feature where I can listen to the music. Just earlier this morning, I was playing the game and I decided to take a break. So I was just listening to the soundtrack of F-Zero, one of my favorite games from the SNES days. I was listening to tracks like Mute City and other old school tracks there from F-Zero. Love it. So the good thing you could do too is, let's say you're listening to the soundtrack. Let's say you have your headphones on, connected to the device. You could shut it down and still have the music playing in the background. So also, the more things that you do in the game, you could also unlock new music, new outfits, where based on the money that you get in the game, you could also purchase there and so on. So there's going to be so much content in this. So much content. So right now, I've been playing more the single player campaign because I want to unlock the characters like that. And sometimes when I take a break and I get out from the story mode, you could also go back to the main menu. And I believe every 10 minutes or so, a new challenger will come. And if you beat the challenger, you also unlock that character in the game. So you could go play regular Smash, which there's eight-player tournaments. You could play one-on-one, whatever you want for like local game, or you could just practice through there, get out. A new challenger will pop up every few minutes. You go play the single player mode, also online mode. There's games and so much stuff to play this, man. So yeah, you could play together, like I said, with family and friends locally. I think that's like the best part about Smash. Also, you could play online. And I know I talked about the music soundtrack. This one has over, I believe, 900 or so music tracks that represents 28 hours of music from old school days of NES, of Nintendo, all the way till now. So the adventure mode, which I've been talking about that, which I've been playing that nonstop, is called World of Light. In there, there's going to be spirits. There's going to be also the characters there where you go and you fight. You also unlock new levels through there, new areas. You will go areas to like Zelda, to F-Zero. But there's one part of the map. It looked like it was like a lot of like Nintendo 64 area. You could go to Donkey Kong area and so many different locations in there. Animal Crossing, Pokemon. Let's say you just don't want to play. You just want to spectate and just see different matches. You could do that too with your arena mode. Arena is an online mode where you could have private matches with your community, you know, with your friends, or you can have it open to the public. Which I've been doing is I join in. I believe like 8 players could join in per arena room. You go in and you could also spectate. So you don't have to fight. You could just check it out, like the matches and so on. So you decide what you want. You want to fight or you want to take a break or spectate and learn from the pros. So like I said, man, I really, really enjoying this game so, so much. I personally think this is the biggest game that I've ever seen from Nintendo. So much content, so much characters, levels, music. Replay value is so, so high. You know, if you're a Nintendo Switch owner, this is like a must have. You know, I think a lot of people that have been saying this online, they're frustrated that you have to work hard or, you know, play the story mode or whatever to like unlock the characters. I know there's different ways to unlock because people have been mentioning this like on YouTube and social media where you can unlock characters within like 90 minutes or so. Honestly, I haven't done that. What I've been doing is just playing the single player mode. Once in a while, when I go to the main menu, the new challenger icon, like image pops up and, you know, I'll beat them like that too. But I'm really enjoying the single player adventure mode. It's a lot of fun. You know, at first it took me a while because I haven't played Smash. You know, I'm a very casual Smash player. You know, when my brother, my nephew plays the previous games, you know, I will play with them. I don't have the GameCube controller. I've been playing with the Pro controller the whole time, but I'm used to the controller. It took me a while. You know, right now the characters I've been using a lot is Kirby, which you start that as one of the first characters in the game when you play the adventure mode. And then now I'm really, really into Bowser. I'm really liking the character, man. I like the special moves that he does, the control, everything. Like, I'm loving it so far, the character. So yeah, I think that the game is a lot of fun. Yeah, you might get frustrated here and there, but once you know what to do in the game, I think you're going to love it, and it's a lot of fun. The best part is playing online, man. There's so much stuff here, man. You know, if you you could level up like your skill tree. You could also get spirits in the game, which you could unlock so much. You could level up. You will be there playing this for a very long time. You know, I think it's worth the $59.99 purchase for this, man. So I think we're never going to see something like this in a very long time from Nintendo, adding this amount of content in there. And of course, they're going to be releasing a lot of new characters starting early next year. And there's going to be a lot of new ones. So the latest one that they just announced during the Game Awards is the Persona character, Joker. So that's going to be pretty cool. And supposedly all the other characters that they're going to be announcing, these are going to be brand new characters. So if you purchase the game, you have an option to also buy the season pass so you could get all those characters for free. So like I said, you could play this game starting now. Loving it. 1 through 8 players, you know, if you're into the whole multiplayer, so worth it. But let me know if you have this game. I know that there's going to be people that would like to play with me online, so I'm going to give you my friend code. So if you're listening to the podcast, this is your opportunity right now to add me. I would love to play with all of you listeners from around the world. Doesn't matter where you're from. Make sure to add me right now. So this is all you have to do. Go to your friend list. Add friend through your profile. And here it is, 7112-3933-5521. That's 7112-3933-5521. Please add me and let me know if you would like to play one of these days. I'm going to create a special private room, Gamertag Radio, through the arena. So look at that. Somebody sending me up. Through the arena mode. You go there, and there's two options. You could go to the public arena, or you go to the private one. So you could search for Gamertag Radio. I'm going to have a special code there. Maybe sometime this Saturday, Saturday night, I'll probably create a room. So if you would like to join in. And if you're a Discord, go there. I'm going to have more information there with the password and everything. So just make sure to search for Gamertag Radio. Join in. Let's play and join the voice chat through the Discord app. And let's play together here in the community, man.
This is Gamertag Radio. Voicemail at 786-2737-GTR.
All right, Mandy. So we're going to wrap it up here. Are you planning to get Smash Brothers in the future or what?
I am. I was trying to finish a couple games first, but I have played it at other houses so far. Competition is fierce.
Yeah, it is fierce. Very fierce.
And hysterical. I intentionally picked the Wii Fit trainer just to see how it would go, and it was pretty hilarious.
Okay. Well, right now the characters that I've been playing the most is Kirby and also Bowser. That's what I've been using for, because I've been playing a lot of the single player game. Yeah, I tried it online and you know, things like that. But I know there's ways to unlock the characters faster, but I'm keeping it old school. I'm just strictly playing the single player game, the story mode, and just slowly unlocking characters like that. I don't want to rush it, you know. And once I'm done, hey, go online and play. I did went to the arena mode where you could play against other people, or you could spectate, just watch the matches. And there was an icon that popped up where it says I could use the Nintendo Online Switch app, the Nintendo Switch Online app, where I could use that to talk to other character, other players too in the game, like voice chat and everything. And I did that this morning, and yeah, it was smooth. It was good. I personally prefer to do everything in the game instead of me going to the app, or I probably go to like Discord to do that. But so far it was smooth. No lag. I watch a couple of games for like 30 minutes, just sitting there, just watching other people fight. But I'm really, really enjoying the game. I think it's really cool. And it has so much content, so much stuff to do in there. I think it's worth it. If you're a Smash Brothers fan or Nintendo Switch owner, I think this is like a must-have for me, in my opinion. Definitely, definitely. So, but I can't wait. I can't wait for us to play, Mandy. We'll do like a community night, right?
Oh, yeah, 100%. We'll just have hilarity party. That's what it'll be. It'll just be funny things happening.
We'll do that. We'll go on Discord, just talk, spectate, whatever you want, you know? So, and we'll do that in the arena mode where we can invite people if they want to join in. So, yeah, stay tuned. That's going to happen very soon. I know there's a lot of our listeners that just purchased the game. So let us know. Email us, fanmail@gamertagworld.com. Let us know if you're planning or if you have the game. If we have a certain amount of listeners that have the game, then we're definitely going to have a game night during our vacation, during Christmas, New Year's, around that. We'll do a game night during the week or the weekend, and we'll make it happen for sure. So, Mandy, anything else? Else before we wrap it up?
Play all the games, guys. Enjoy all the things.
All right. And what is your next game you're planning to? Because this has been a Nintendo Switch episode, in my opinion, but what are your plans? Any games that you're planning to purchase or get later in the future during Christmas vacation or what?
There's so much. I still have like a stack of games to play through, much less buying more, but there's a lot of games coming out. I think the next big one for me though is I already told you I'm gonna buy Smash, so we're not gonna count that one. I don't know, there's a lot.
Do you have Mario Party? I heard that was pretty good.
I don't, mostly because not the entire game isn't online multiplayer. And so I thought that was funny because I'm like, well, what if I don't have parties at my house? I go have parties at other people's houses.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. I'm a little disappointed. I'm like, I wish there was more online. But hey, look, I like that they've been focusing more on the local multiplayer because I think a lot of games are missing that. The majority are just sticking with the whole online, but party mode is where it's at. Imagine having a big group of people in your house, family, friends, just hang out. Hey, let's play Mario Party. I think that's cool. Really, really cool.
No, 100%. So I don't know. There's so much. I have a stack of things to play and plenty that are on my to buy list. So I don't know. We'll see where I go next. So many choices, so little time.
Yeah, and the rumor is, Mandy, I don't know if this is not 100%, but I heard Persona 5 might be coming out for the Nintendo Switch in 2019.
Yeah, that's a rumor.
That's the rumor. Are you a fan of Persona?
I've played a couple of them. I tend to have more fun watching other people play them. But it's one that like I laughed enough watching people play 5 that I would probably pick it up myself if it was on the Switch.
Okay. All right, so we're going to wrap it up here. Make sure to head over to GamertagReader.com. Listen to our podcast on Spotify, Radio Public, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio. We have so many other platforms where we're at. Make sure to subscribe, post a review, share with your friends, and more.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com. Or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, Mandy, I just want to say thank you for recording this episode. This might be our last one. I know we'll be back 2019 with other other Nintendo Switch games. And I love talking to you every time there's like a Nintendo Switch game in the AAA.
We get excited. We're like, yes, another one.
Yeah, because honestly, yo, Nintendo Switch is my favorite console of this generation. Yeah, PlayStation sold a lot. Yeah, Xbox is cool with Xbox One X. But Nintendo Switch is where it's at, in my opinion, man. Love it, love it, love it. So thank you so much. Anything else you want to promote before we wrap it up?
No.
No, you don't want to mention social media?
Yeah, I was going to say, as always, you can find me on Twitter under LadyLuck34. I do occasionally stream video games, also under LadyLuck34 on Twitch. Yes. And you can find me around in the Gamertag Radio Discord.
Awesome. All right, until next time, we're out. Peace.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Thank you for listening to Gamertag Radio. If you'd like to donate and help us out for future events and more coverage and also better audio equipment, head over to donate.gamertagradio.com. That's donate.gamertagradio.com. Thank you.